It's Burna Boy with vocals by Jeremiah, as well as Serrani with Secret. And I'll tell you a secret this morning. Namibia might just surprise y'all. I know you're sitting there and you're thinking, I NSK, ho op toch. Ho toch op me. They come up brave warriors. Wat. There is old story. There is gisteren so goed. There is goed as 80 more days. So what happens if Namibia beats Cameroon?
Yeah. It's a public holiday.
Definitely.
Hopefully we're going to get a public holiday.
You know, and we love public holidays as Namibians.
Oh, yes, we do.
You know what I mean? What if Peter Shalulile scores a goal after getting an assist from Dion Hoto? Dion Hoto getting that ball from Rian Hanamub.
Yeah.
Rian Hanamub getting that ball from the pass that's from Lloyd Kadapwa. Oh. One goal.
It's like there's literally three passes and we have a goal.
Let me have a goal. Why not? Oh man, I am really,
I'm actually really,
really
looking forward to this game.
Yeah. Honestly, and you know what? We're not the only ones. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're not the only ones. As a matter of fact, let's hear from the football gods. People who are on the field.
Yeah.
People who played for the Brave Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
People who coached the Brave Warriors.
Yes.
Yes. My name is Paula Shipanga, and former Brave Warriors player, Brave Gladiators coach. Just a word of encouragement to our Brave Warriors. You know, nothing is impossible in football. I know you guys can do it. You know, we're not called Brave Warriors for nothing. Put your heads together, put your hearts together, go fight for the country, and may God bless you, do your best, and God will do the rest. That's the word of encouragement, just for you guys to know that the whole nation is behind you.
Mm.
Nothing more, nothing less, and we take it from there.
Nothing is impossible in football.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
But Shikwan, I understand that you did a bit of reading on Cameroon.
Did I? Did I really? What did they say? Anyway, so there's just, you know, conversations that are going around on Facebook, and people, or which I actually assume these are, you know, people from Cameroon who are probably just, you know, trying to ease our players. I don't know if this is like a good or bad thing. I don't know if they're being sarcastic. But what one person actually said, and this is on the Namibia Football Association Facebook page, they say that you will be lucky, guys. Because all the major players of Cameroon are not present, like Eric Maxine, Vincent Aboroko. How do I pronounce that?
The Vincent dude.
Vincent, the goalkeeper Andre, Onana, Michael, Dageu, and Anzo, and all these other people. Apparently, they're not on. So our boys now stand a good chance because of that. So I don't know how to kind of take that. So I got a little bit of a shade.
Yeah,
but you know what?
Look, the thing is, the thing is, you see, with this type of teams, they have incredible depth.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Our best players play in South Africa. Our best player plays in the Championship in England,
mm-hmm.
the one tier lower to that of the English Premiership.
The Premiership, yeah.
Now with countries like Cameroon, Nigeria, Ivory Coast,
Ghana, yes,
a
lot of their players.
90% of their players play in Europe, including the reserves, the guys that are on the bench. So even if Vincent, their number 10, is not there, even if maybe Morteng is not there, trust me, there are two more Vincents in the wing waiting to get their chance. That probably play the ply in Italy or in, you know what I mean?
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah.
So they still have depth. So we it'll be a mistake if we go into the game thinking, their main players are not there.
Yeah.
So we got a chance.
Ooh, I don't see Andre, so I got a chance.
No, sir.
You know?
No, sir. We also got a voice note from the man who understood the assignment on so many occasions.
Hi, guys. Ricardo Manetti here. I just want to wish you well as you face a very strong opponent. Know that you've done this before against all odds.
Mm-hmm.
When you lifted the COSAFA Cup. When you qualified for CHAN.
Mm.
Not once, but twice. When there was no domestic league. When you qualified on the last day for AFCON in Lusaka, Zambia, go out there, be consistent, and once again, do this against all odds. We believe in you, we love you, and we wish you all the best. Sharp.
Yes.
So you see what I mean by We have faced some serious troubling times, considering the fact that we didn't have a domestic league for almost close to 3 years.
3 years,
and
yeah,
we still managed to compete internationally in CHAN and the African Cup of Nations.
Absolutely.
So who's Cameroon?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Fevad.
Here's what I'm going to say as well, maybe just to echo what Ricardo was saying a little bit early on.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know what, regardless of the opponent that we are facing today, I honestly just want our boys to really understand that they have to continue believing in themselves. It's very easy for you to forget your game plan and everything that you've been executing and in practice with your teammates or whatever it is, and then your game plan just falls all flat. When you just allow yourself to be intimidated, you are good enough. That's exactly why you're there. So continue representing us the best way that you can.
Whoever coined that phrase for this country,
what's that?
Land of the brave.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever coined that phrase for us, nah, I really just want to meet this person and say thank you. Because we are truly the land of the brave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hands brave warriors. Okay, we'll leave it at that. We've got fantasy football coming up. We also need to talk about Spurs. Someone will walk away with a voucher worth $500 million. But before we get into that, we'll have to look at the situation on the roads.